This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. The U.S. Vice President arrived in New Delhi this morning on a four-day visit to India. He was received by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav at the airport in the national capital. Mr. Vance was also accorded the ceremonial guard of honor. This is the first visit of the Vice President Vance to India, which will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations. He is accompanied by Second Lady of the United States, Usha Vance, his children, and senior members of the U.S. administration. Soon after his arrival, Vice President Vance and his family visited the Akshardham Temple in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the policies that his government is working on are going to shape the future of the next 1,000 years. Mr. Modi urged everyone to work tirelessly every day and every moment towards this shared vision. Speaking on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said the successes of the past 10 to 11 years have laid a strong foundation for a developed India.
2014 के बाद से देश में व्यवस्था परिवर्तन का एक बहुत बड़ा महायज्ञ शुरू हुआ है। हम इस तेज स्पीड के साथ खुद को तेजी से ढाल रहे हैं। आज भारत की एस्पिरेशनल सोसाइटी, भारत के युवा, भारत के किसान, भारत की महिलाएं, उनके सपनों की उड़ान आज जिस ऊंचाई पर हैं, वो वाकई अभूतपूर्व है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah tomorrow, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over four decades. During his visit, the Prime Minister will tour a factory and interact with Indian workers stationed there. Union Minister and BJP West Bengal President Dr. Sukanto Mojumdar visited the violence-hit villages of Shamshedganj in Murshidabad district of West Bengal today. Tension had erupted in the area following protest against the Waqf Amendment Act. Dr. Mojumdar assured the villagers of setting up border security force camps in the area. He also visited the family of deceased Hargobind Das and Chandan Das, who lost their lives in the violence at Jafarabad. The world is mourning the loss of Pope Francis, the first Latin American pontiff in the history of the Roman Catholic Church, who passed away today at the age of 88 following a prolonged illness. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other global leaders, including European Commission President Ursula and Russian President Vladimir Putin, remembered the 266th Pope for his compassion, humility and dedication to peace and social justice. Talking to media, former Archbishop of Bombay, Cardinal Oswald Gracias, described Pope Francis as a person who spent his life for the sake of the people.
Pope Francis was a person who spent his life totally for the sake of the people. And you look at him, his messages were continuously to the world for peace, for compassion, care for the poor. And this same orientation he wanted to bring into the church. The church will have the same orientation and facilitate the world also to have care for the poor.
The country's infrastructure output, which constitutes about two-fifths of the country's industrial production, increased by 3.8% in March this year on an annual basis. Meanwhile, the cumulative growth rate of combined index of eight core industries during financial year 2025 stood at 4.4% as compared to the corresponding period of last year. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of over 1%. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 855 points to close at 79,409. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 274 points to settle at 24,126. In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at the Eden Gardens this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.